RadioArchives.com presents Sherlock Holmes, Consulting Detective, Volume 14. Read for you by Roberto Scarlato. Sherlock Holmes, Consulting Detective, Volume 14 is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
Sherlock Holmes in The Adventure of the Frozen Irregular by I.A. Watson.
I had met Sherlock Holmes's elder brother Mycroft on a number of occasions. Stout, red-faced, and jowly, he resembled a much bloated version of my friend and companion, and shared that same acute deductive intellect. Holmes insisted that Mycroft's abilities were actually the stronger, except that the elder's lethargic nature and dislike for practical investigation hampered their application. Mr. Mycroft Holmes claimed to be a functionary of the British government. He did indeed spend an hour or so 3 days a week in a Whitehall office. The remnant of his time was occupied behind the stately doors of the Diogenes Club. That eccentric establishment for gentlemen of a solitary nature, where all speech is banned, except in the stranger's room, provided should communication with guests be required. Somehow, from that fortress of solitude, the elder Holmes dispatched his duties and made his unseen but significant contribution the preservation of our empire. I had never seen him look so concerned as he did when Holmes answered his urgent summons that bitter cold morning during the great snow of 1895. He had evinced less reaction when caught out by us in his Byzantine manipulations undertaken for the good of the crown and nation. If I could read that corpulent face at all, then what I was seeing was surely fear. Sherlock Holmes was a much more acute navigator of his brother's expressions.
"You have something to tell me," he said at once. "No, something to confess. You are afraid that I will be angry with you."
Mycroft Holmes nodded, as if it was natural that his concern should be understood by the clues of his appearance alone. His sibling had taken in the tiny details of his dress, of yesterday's collar still worn, of the faint splashes of 3 consecutive suppers eaten last night in haste under stress, of white spats that bore telltale signs of snow splashing from 24 hours earlier and not since. The civil servant had not left his club since the morning of the day before, which signified some singular crisis.
"You will recall that I mentioned, when I gave my assent, that I could not offer any special favor to him," Mycroft replied, gnomically, assuming that Sherlock would know to whom he referred, though I did not.
"I will require the details and circumstances, Mycroft."
"You are aware of the constraints. If you would agree..."
"I am content as a general consultant, brother. I have no intention of taking a position in Her Majesty's government. If that was your ploy..."
"A mere bagatelle. Of no relevance to the present issue, but without such assurance of permanent allegiance there are matters in which you may not be included, and..."
"Your apology is somewhat lacking, Mycroft, since it comes hedged with so many caveats. I trust you will not compel me to set my talents to..."
"I advise you not to attempt such investigation, Sherlock. There are matters in which I would be required to thwart you."
"There are matters in which you would be required to attempt to thwart me. If the case in hand necessitates my discovery of things that you would prefer remained unknown, then you had best afford me access to the relevant data in a civilized manner."
The exchange took place in rapid, clipped undertones, a fraternal shorthand as each leaped ahead of the other's words and understood his thoughts. Two intellectual giants tussled, raced. Mycroft's red face suffused a darker crimson as his ire rose.